prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. You know what today is? Today is Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa. How you doing?
Hi, Carl. How are you?
We got a lot of good things to talk about today. You know, the world is a wonderful place when you have to do a show like this because there's endless supply of stupidity, complete ignorance about health and longevity. And so, you should open the paper today. And if we wanted to someday, we should just bring USA Today in. And not prepare for the show and just thumb through it and read the stories. And we could all have a good laugh.
Okay.
We should do that.
That sounds like a plan.
Let's drink, too. Let's do a drunk show where we do that, no?
No.
Okay, never mind. Okay, so, well, welcome back to another episode of Casual Friday. We've got lots of good things to talk about. But before we talk about those things, I have to mention a couple things.
Okay.
First of all, we have a new sponsor.
Who is our new sponsor?
PlayYourCourt.com.
Oh, yes. I signed up for their newsletter.
Yeah. So, you know, those of us in the physical culture community, we don't just lift weights. We play sports. Some people play softball. Other people play hockey. Some people play tennis. Play Your Court has a really interesting thing. They have a network of the top tennis pros in the United States. And if you want to take lessons, you could even go to a public course. You can go to a public tennis court, and they will send a pro to you to teach you how to be better at tennis.
And if you tell them that, is there a coupon
code? No,
kidding.
If they mention the show, they heard about it on Superhuman Radio, they automatically get $10 off their first lesson.
And, you know, that would be something maybe good for kids also.
Yeah. Anybody. I mean, I would like to play tennis. I think it would be interesting. I used to play racquetball when I was a kid.
I used to play racquetball.
Yeah, racquetball was poor people's tennis.
Okay. And then what else?
The other thing that I wanted to mention is that we have started something new on the show. And it's called the Secret Word Contest. And every single week, there'll be a different secret word. And every week or week and a half to 2 weeks, there will be a different prize. The bigger the prize, the longer we'll let it run. The smaller the prize, the faster it'll go. The way it works is this. During two different commercial breaks, one in the first hour, one in the second hour, somewhere nestled in between commercials is a secret word. You have to be listening, and you'll hear me say it. When I say it, or when you hear it, because you could be listening to podcasts, obviously, email at onair@superhumanradio.com what the secret word is, and you're entered. It's very simple. And there's no limit to how many times you can enter, but the winner each week will be given some sort of a nice prize. This week's winner, which will be announced on next Casual Friday, will get $200 in Quest nutrition products of their choice. They could choose bars, chips, protein powder, or any combination thereof. Shipped right to their door. So now listening to the commercials is kind of like a treasure hunt.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The other thing is, don't forget, you can get a free sample of the world's best only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world by going to the Superhuman Radio website. Bottom right-hand side of the website, you'll see a banner ad that says Ask the Scientist. Click that. And fill the form out, and instead of asking a question, ask for a free sample of Crealkaline. Don't forget to include your mailing address. We're having people who are emailing and going, hey, I requested my Crealkaline sample 3 weeks ago, never got it. And then when we go back and look, well, it's because you never included your mailing address. So please, they can't email everybody back and ask for their mailing address. Please include your mailing address when you request the sample. That's it.
Okay, so moving on, I want to talk about Starbucks for just a minute. I guess their Starbucks pumpkin latte spice is somewhat of a, well, they have a Twitter page set up for the pumpkin spice.
Just for that.
Just for the pumpkin spice.
It's that popular.
And it has 82,000 followers on their Twitter page, on the pumpkin latte spice
and
Twitter page.
And this is a seasonal drink. It only comes out in fall, right?
It only comes out in the fall. And so I guess there's been some people that are trying to get them to make it with natural pumpkin instead of with the
flavoring.
Artificial flavoring and artificial coloring and things like that.
Right.
It's like it's taken on this whole
life of its own.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, on Monday, I guess Starbucks announced that it was going to reformulate its version of the pumpkin spice latte, which I've never had. But and I looked on their website to see if they had the nutritional information, and they don't. Because I wanted to
see. Because you don't know. You know why they do that? This is one of the instances where it's not that they don't want to inform you, but anybody who drinks it, you really don't want to know what's in there. It's probably got 1,000 grams of sugar. I mean, it's got to be something ridiculously unhealthy.
In 2013, the Starbucks CEO said it was the most popular seasonal beverage ever. So anyway, so they have decided that they will put real pumpkin and take out the caramel coloring in the Starbucks latte. Well, now Panera has come out and said that they are going to reformulate their version of the drink as well. And it will include real pumpkin. And they are also taking out the high fructose corn syrup, the artificial colors and flavoring, and no sweeteners or preservatives are going
to
be out.
And it will be served in a cup made out of bread so that after you drink it, you'll be able to eat the cup. So Panera is going to outdo
Well, evidently, I know Panera is on a mission to try and go all natural.
Right.
So, or no GMOs or whatever. I'm not sure how successful they are at this point, but that's their mission. And so they said they were going to take out the artificial colors, artificial flavoring, sweeteners, preservatives, and no high fructose corn syrup, and they're going to use real pumpkin. So, and then just as a side note, you know, where the Starbucks, the first location is out there in Seattle at the Pike Place Market, which we saw when we were there. The Panera across the street from there plans to offer free samples of their pumpkin latte. I think it's on Tuesday next week.
So they're going to have like a little war with Starbucks.
Yes. So, Alex, if you're listening, you should go there.
Yeah, go get a thermos. What you do is you get a thermos and you get the free sample and you put it in the thermos, then you get back in line and get another one. You just fill the thermos up.
Now, I love pumpkin. I really do love pumpkin.
Yeah, I know.
And I love fall. So, and pumpkin is really good for you too.
Yeah, it's like sweet potato. You could eat it. You could eat it as a really healthy carbohydrate choice, to be honest with you, if people wanted to.
And just a couple things that, I looked up some things because I love to cook with pumpkin. I put pumpkin in my yogurt. I put it in my, I can make pumpkin, protein pancakes with it.
Right.
There's a lot of things you can, and it, like I just said, it's so healthy. Besides adding it to your, pancakes and your yogurt, your high protein pancakes, you can add it to your oatmeal in the morning, and you can add it to your rice.
Pumpkin rice.
So you just, you add some butter, like 2 tablespoons of butter, some pumpkin pie spice and some pumpkin, and you just mix it all together with a little bit of water, and it's, I guess it makes it kind of creamy.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, pumpkin is a good flavor. And you, like you said, it's a pretty complex carbohydrate. It's pretty good.
And then lastly, you can, you know how you can bake almonds in the oven with different spices?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually add pumpkin pie spice to make them kind of taste like that. You know, you put the egg whites on them and then you add the spice on
it. So it sticks to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I'm looking forward to fall. So.
I can tell. Is your mouth watering thinking about pumpkin?
I'm already talking about pumpkin.
That's funny. What else do we have to talk about during this first segment, Elisa?
Oh, just real quick. When I was driving on the way into the studio, I listened to a local talk show, and he was talking about a new drone that's out. It's called a toy drone.
Toy drone.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's for people to take selfies with.
So it like doesn't go very far. Maybe it only goes like 6, 8, 10 feet away from you, and you could take a picture of yourself with it.
Yes. And he was just talking about, now, why do people need toy drones? And why do they need to take a selfie with the drone? And then he told the story about, he was on vacation and this guy had a selfie stick and he kept getting in the way on this tour because he was stopping and making everybody else stop so he could take selfies with the selfie stick. And it just made me think about this whole generation of self-absorbed people that just take selfies constantly and are posting them on social media.
Well, it's because everyone is part of their own reality TV show now. You know, they have to video everything they do. They have to selfie everything they do. They have to post every meal they eat. They have to post every workout they do. It's like I can see posting milestone events.
Like a competitor. I mean, they've worked so hard to get to that point. I can see if I ever did a competition, I'd be posting it.
Yeah, because like that would be the pinnacle of that moment crystallized by pictures. You have it forever.
Yes.
But most people take pictures of the most inane stuff.
In the car, taking a selfie of myself driving to the gym.
Well, just imagine having a selfie drone that's on autopilot. So you set it up so it stays, you know, in front of you, but a little to the right, like at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And everywhere you go, it's videoing you. So you have your own video crew. You get your own camera crew. So now you have your own YouTube channel with your own reality TV show.
I had this conversation with a friend the other day. She just got married, and her daughter, she was talking about the photos and how photogenic her daughter is. And she said, well, I frankly think it's because of all the practice she has taking selfies, because mm-hmm. she's constantly taking selfies.
Yeah. She knows where her good side is, what angle is best. Don't look that way. This one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Yeah. Me too. I was trying to take a selfie last night. I am so bad at it.
Yeah, I just know.
We
were out at dinner, and Elisa tried to take like 3 selfies, and then she just finally gave up.
Oh, they're terrible. I don't know.
Well, they actually have an app. The problem with selfies is most smartphones have a slightly wide-angle lens, which creates a fisheye up close. Things are distorted. Things look bigger and rounder and fatter. And okay.
Oh, because my face looked bigger and rounder and fatter.
Well, so what they have now is they actually have an app that digitally corrects that. So when you take a selfie, it turns it into regular proportions for you just because of that.
Interesting.
So you have to get that app, and then your selfies will look better.
Okay.
These are the secrets of people who take selfies. Did you see my picture I posted last week or the week before of the new selfie stick?
No.
It's a selfie stick. It's got a 357 Magnum.
Oh, yes,
on
I
the
saw
end
that.
Facing back. And I said, I can't wait to see everybody run out and buy this one here. So basically, you shoot yourself with it. That's the selfie stick we need more of.
Yes.
So anyway, we could go ahead and take a break now. We've got lots of good things to talk about. I may find myself ranting it a little bit when we talk about, we'll wait till we get there. We'll wait till we get there. Stay tuned. You're listening to Supreme Radio. It's Casual Friday. Now, don't forget, keep listening during the commercials, because you may hear the secret word, and then you can be entered to win $200 worth of Quest protein, Quest chips, and Quest bars. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares just to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery, the way nature intended it.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutraCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutraCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Are you ready? 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 Ready?
I like this song.
Welcome back. I played it just for you. Okay. So where do we go first, Elisa? Come on, rev me up. Get me going.
Okay. Carl wants to rant today, guys. Alex posted something about science isn't broken.
Okay.
He posted that on Facebook, and it's really quite interesting, and I thought we needed to discuss it today.
Okay.
Thanks, Alex.
Okay.
So... Let's talk about science.
Let's talk about science, baby. Let's talk about you. Oh, that's
you
a different song.
You and me. Yeah. Okay, so what? One of the first lines in the article says, peer review, more like self-review. An investigation in November uncovered a scam in which researchers were rubber stamping their own work, circumventing peer review at five high-profile publishers.
Right.
And, you know, people are always talking about peer review as the ultimate, you know.
Well, and when you have people who are, when there's a highly energized discussion about something, and you could take anything. I mean, I'm going to say vaccines, genetically modified foods, the safety and efficacy of certain drugs, as, you know, like statin drugs. Whenever these discussions come up, people whip out their science. My science is stronger than yours. My science says it's good. Well, my science says it's bad. Well, your science is wrong because our science is right. Your science sucks. Our science is good. And so we have this, almost like the lightsaber in Star Wars. We have people, you know, flailing and waving their science around to promote their point of view. And quite often, their point of, in many cases, the point of view is established and then the science that supports it is sought after, as opposed to the science prevails and then it changes opinions. We don't see that, right? The people who are for GMOs haven't changed their opinions. And they've never said, wow, that's interesting. Maybe I need to rethink my opinion. You know, having the ability to question every single thing that you believe in is a critical part of self-growth and self-exploration. And so when you have people who, even in the face of contradictory information, still hold on to their guns, this is no longer science. This is almost like religion. It's an ideology now. It's a dogma.
There are scientists out there who I've seen on Facebook that talked about GMOs and how they're not bad for you, but how does he know that?
Well, not only that, they say there's no peer-reviewed science that shows it, but there is peer-reviewed science that shows it, but they dismiss that because it wasn't done in a way that they like it, or it wasn't done where the end result was supporting their opinion. That's when when people talk about there's no valid peer-reviewed science, what they're really saying is, I dismiss anything that contradicts my opinion. I only support the science that supports my opinion.
And then you have companies who are out there funding their own studies,
yeah,
and are using that as their science, when in fact they sway it the way they want it to go.
And listen to this. This I love these kind of articles, and I'll tell you why. Because we look at science and scientists like they're in this ivory tower, like, oh, science, we must genuflect to them. They have all the answers. We're just simple people. We don't know anything. And I've been saying for years, when science contradicts what you know to be true, go with what you know to be true, because science has lied before. And if you're going to make a mistake, be the chooser of your mistake. Make your own mistakes. Don't be driven by somebody else's mistake, right? Okay. So these guys who went out to show that these peer-reviewed publications were a farce, they did silly stuff. Like they wrote, they submitted to one scientific journal on advanced computer technology. The journal accepted a publication in the paper titled, and I'm going to say the curse word and bleep it in the podcast, "Get me off your fucking mailing list." And the entire document was that phrase repeated over and over again, those seven words, for a total of 10 pages.
You're kidding.
They submitted it, and the paper was approved and published. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's, and so, and I know what people are saying right now. Yeah, but Carl, that doesn't go on in the BMJ. No, you're right. But BMJ scrutinizes it. But they take kickbacks from companies to publish their works. Don't you be fooled, okay? The bottom line is that these peer-reviewed journals, many of them, are for sale. If they weren't, they wouldn't retract science just because Monsanto threatens to sue them. They would say, look, That's a good study, and we're leaving it out there. The WHO isn't backing down because the WHO is bigger than Monsanto, okay? But if these peer-reviewed journals were legit, they wouldn't retract science just because somebody says, hey, we're going to sue you now for publishing. Oh, okay, we'll take it out, we'll take it out. That's not how science works.
Okay, so I find this interesting. It says, what makes science so powerful is that it's self-correcting.
Huh.
False findings get published, but eventually new studies come along to overturn them, and the truth is revealed. Well, that's how it's supposed to work. And then it goes on to talk about retractions, and it's kind of like you were talking this morning about the FDA and their approving of the drugs, and,
right.
and then they take the drugs off the
market. Well, okay, so let me talk about that. So yesterday or the day before, I posted on Facebook an actual advertisement that Camels used to do, saying that 9 out of 10 doctors smoke Camel cigarettes, and Lucky Strike has a similar ad that had 90,000 and something doctors choose Lucky Strikes. Now think about this. This is the 30s. Almost 100,000 doctors. How many doctors do you think we even had in the United States at that point in time? That the large majority of them all said, hey, we like Lucky Strikes. Doctors used to recommend cigarettes to their patients to soothe the nerves, to calm them down. Okay? They were good for you. They opened up the lungs, they said. All this nonsense. So I posted that. And a nice fellow whose name I'm not going to use right now from New Zealand said, you know, of course you'd pick this article. Science is always changing. It's always evolving. And that's my point. Science is always changing and evolving. So how can we take anything they say with complete gravity that it's accurate? If, you know, what I see happening right now with vaccines and with GMOs, which we don't know for sure, okay? We don't. What I see happening right now is what happened with tobacco in the 30s. They endorsed it, they promoted it, they suggested it, and now they're going, oh, we were wrong. Well, science is evolving. Well, a lot of people died, had shorter lives because of science saying, no, this is the way it is. We're science. We're doctors. We know. Trust us. Oh, we're the FDA. We know. Trust us.
Well, that's why I cringe when someone says, well, that supplement is not FDA approved. What does that mean, FDA approved?
I can, thalidomide, Vioxx, the FDA since 1906 in its inception has approved and then withdrawn close to 200 different drugs that hurt people after they were released. So what does FDA approval really mean? What does it really mean? Think about this. If you had a friend who said, I'm going to take you camping. Trust me, because I am the best camping guide in the world. And then you start talking to me, find out that the last 30 camping trips he went on, the people that paid him to take them camping perished because of mistakes that he made. Oh, he made a wrong turn. They fell off a cliff. Oh, they slept in the middle of a river coming through. You'd go, wow. I don't care what this guy says. He doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to camping. We need to look at the FDA like that. The FDA doesn't do anything to protect people. And anybody who says to you, well, that's not FDA approved or that's not doctor recommended, they have no brain. They have no critical thinking skills.
So retractions happen for a variety of reasons, but plagiarism and image manipulations are the two most common ones. Outright fabrications are relatively rare. Most errors aren't just honest mistakes. A 2012 study by the University of Washington concluded that two-thirds of retractions were due to misconduct.
Two-thirds. And what else is going on that they're not catching?
Peer review is supposed to protect against shoddy science, but in November, and then they named the scientists staff writers. They uncovered a ring of fraudulent peer reviewing in which some authors exploited flaws in publishers' computer systems so they could review their own papers.
You know, I want to close on this, and then I want to take a break because the story we come back is going to have more relevance now that we've discussed this. Remember when Vioxx went down and Merck got caught. The FDA put their hands up and said, well, they didn't give us all the science. They withheld that information from us.
Isn't that the FDA's responsibility to
imagine,
get that?
Imagine a police officer who he stops a guy, and the guy's a mass murderer. He's got a gun in his pocket, and the police officer lets him go, and he goes and kills somebody else, and they have a record that the police officer stopped, and they say, hey, Police Officer Joe, you stopped him 2 hours before he killed people. You know, he had a gun in his pocket. And the police officer said, well, I asked him if he had a gun, and he said no. So I let him go. Really? They fire that police officer. Well, let me know. In today's day and age, they'd put him in jail. Right?
Yeah.
Okay? The FDA does this constantly. Oh, we didn't know that it was going to kill people. They didn't tell us. They didn't tell us the truth. We're the FDA. FDA approval means zero. It's a pay-to-play organizations. You pay them, you get to play the game. They don't protect American people.
The next time someone says to me, well, it's FDA approved, I'm going to say, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, what does it mean to you? And then exactly, and then start listing the drugs that were FDA approved that will kill. I'll find the list too during the break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You know, the way you have your headphones on, your hair looks like Donald Trump's.
Who, me?
Yeah.
It does.
It's all hanging in the front.
Well, it's because I put it on in a rush because you told me to put it on to listen to the...
The secret word.
The secret word.
For those of you who are listening, the secret word was the previous commercial break.
My hair does not look like Donald Trump's.
Don't go rewinding it and listening to it if you fast-forwarded through the commercials. Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay, so let's talk about the most recent research paper.
Okay, so we get... research papers delivered to our email daily. So GM, the most critical technology for feeding the world. A former advisor to the U.S. Secretary of State,
Hillary Clinton,
says that genetic modification, GM, is the most critical technology in agriculture for meeting the challenges of feeding a growing global population. And this was written up in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Security.
It wouldn't be funny if it was 10 pages of what I said before. Stop sending me these effing emails. Just 10 pages of it. You know what? Look, I don't believe this for a second. I had somebody else post this on my wall the other day, and I asked them, could you please show me the research? I hope they aren't talking about this.
So first of all, so she was the advisor to
Hillary Clinton.
Right. Hillary Clinton, I posted a while back, she hired a previous lobbyist from Monsanto.
Yeah, our campaign manager.
Is her campaign manager.
Yeah, he's the one who probably said, just destroy all those emails.
Well, and then...
Because that's what we do at Monsanto. We just destroy stuff.
There is a YouTube video on Hillary Clinton where she's talking about she believes that we need genetically modified foods to feed the world.
And let's not forget.
This was back a year or so ago, her saying this.
Let's not forget that in 2008, our current president, Barack Obama, promised to label genetically modified foods as part of his platform to get elected because he believed, in his own words, that people deserve to know what they're eating. And under his administration, whether he had direct input and effect on this or not, under his administration, more genetically modified foods have been approved than any other sitting presidency before. So if nothing else, it just means that the current administration, and if Hillary gets elected, the future administration is pro-Monsanto. Don't be stupid.
The overwhelming evidence is that the GM foods now on the market are safe. Safer than non-GM foods. Safer than non-GM foods.
And we have a study that was just published, we talked about, that shows that soybeans produce more formaldehyde, high amounts of formaldehyde above the FDA's recommendation for formaldehyde parts per millionth in the genetically modified form that they don't in the non-genetically modified form. So just by virtue of the genetic modification to make a GM soybean, it has carcinogens in it.
Every credible scientific body that has examined the evidence has come to the same conclusion.
Yes,
so
incredible.
scientific.
Yes, but also here's the credible. So in other words, oh yes, we saw that study with the rats growing tumors. That's not credible. Oh, we saw the study about the soybean increasing formaldehyde production. That's not credible. We only pay attention to credible. How do you decide what's credible, author of the study? Well, if it supports my position, it's credible. That's really what it comes down to.
Okay, so in her commentary, her name is Fedorov, explains that the human population has grown sevenfold over the past two centuries, with the addition of a further 2 to 3 billion anticipated during the 21st century. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has estimated that food production will need to increase by 70% by 2050 to meet this demand. So I want to just discuss a few minutes how much food is wasted in America.
Yeah, remember that? We've done that show.
Last year, an international group estimated that 30% of food, which is worth about $48.3 billion, is wasted each year in the U.S. alone.
Right. You could feed a whole nation that stuff.
So if they want to address the needs for more food, let's address the waste.
Yeah. Well, let's buffets. People load their plates up. They eat three things. Then they push their plate aside. They go back and get something else. I mean, people buy stuff and don't cook it. They throw it away.
Okay.
There's so many things that can be done to minimize waste.
One third of the food produced worldwide is wasted.
One third.
One third of the food produced worldwide.
Let's also not forget that governments abroad don't see genetically modified foods as we do here in the United States, and I wonder why. Could it be because Monsanto is a U.S. corporation? But abroad, they don't want genetically modified foods. In countries where they're supposedly having the biggest problem with population growth, India, they don't want genetically modified foods.
It says here, and this is a couple years old, but it was as quick as I could find during the break, $750 billion or $810 billion worth a year globally.
Unbelievable.
$810 billion
a year.
No,
we need genetically modified foods because Monsanto wants to sell people genetically modified foods, and they're actually having the government be their pimp. In the document TPP, some estimate that a large portion of this new trade agreement was actually penned by Monsanto to force other countries to take GM foods, to force them.
So I find it so interesting that this study comes out, because everybody is, you know, fighting. Everybody's aware of GMOs now, and everybody's saying, you know, not everybody. There are people on both sides, but it just seems like people come out with studies that meet their agenda.
Yeah, of course. That's the point. That's mm-hmm. when they say we looked at all the credible science, what they're really saying is we looked at all the science that supports our position. That's doublespeak. But what I find most astounding is this information has been getting around now for some time. And I would have to believe that a large portion of the United States understands what a genetically modified food is. They must also hear both sides of the story, because you hear these stories on both sides of the media. And the fact that they are more interested in Cecil the Lion getting shot than putting a stop to Monsanto poisoning the world, it just goes to show the level of intelligence of the average population. I'm sorry to say that, but it really is. It's like they're worried about minutia. In the meantime, this government, along with large corporations, is slipping us, you know, the high hard one here, and nobody cares. No, everybody just goes, oh, well, you know, there's nothing we could do about that. But let's go ahead and retweet this post about Cecil the Lion a billion times. Like, why isn't anybody mad at this? Why isn't anybody mad at the fact that since 1906, the FDA has approved over 200 drugs that had to be withdrawn because they did severe harm to people? Listen to this one. I just found this one. Ethyl carbamate. It was designed to be a chemotherapy for treating cancer. Guess what it did? It caused cancer. Had to be withdrawn because it was giving people worse cases of cancer than the cancer they were trying to cure with it. Was approved by the FDA and then withdrawn after it hurt people. Thalidomide was originally given to women to help them with their pregnancy, but it caused genetic mutations where their babies were born without arms, without legs, with shortened torsos, and with all sorts of birth defects. Was approved by the FDA, but then it was withdrawn after it hurt people. And I can go through this list here. There are 200, if you go to Wikipedia and look for the FDA list of withdrawn drugs, you will absolutely defecate when you look at all the drugs that the FDA approved, but then they withdrew it after it hurt people. So what does the FDA actually provide you as an American citizen? Do they provide you protection against being harmed? No, they don't. They are part of the same organization that is just selling us down the river.
The next time, I'm going to print that off, and the next time someone says to me, well, it's FDA approved, I'm going to pull that out and say, so were these.
Yeah, so were all these. So all of these were FDA approved. I mean, going back into the 50s, I mean, when you look at some of the drugs that they approved, and then liver toxicity, it caused the liver failure. You know, how about this one? Withdrawn for inability to produce the effective convulsive therapy that it was supposed to, and instead cause seizures. Here's a drug that was approved. Not only did it not do what it was supposed to, but it was actually cause seizures. It was supposed to be treating seizures. And the FDA cannot say, well, we didn't get the science. They lied to us. We thought they were telling us the truth, because that is an inexcusable excuse for an organization that positions itself as a firewall to protect the health and well-being of the American the American population. And I don't understand why no one is pissed off about that. I mean, why isn't anybody calling for people at the FDA to go to jail? When are people from the FDA going to go to jail for the atrocities that they pose against the American population?
It's no. not going to happen.
I got news for you. We need something different. That's all I can tell you. I don't know what we need.
Well, speaking of the FDA, when we come back, let's talk about drugs and the FDA and some new ones that they've approved.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good one. I know what you're talking about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutraCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutraCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay, what do you want to talk about next, Elisa?
I want to talk about the new female libido pill.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Okay, so this week the FDA approves the first pill aimed at boosting female libido. Now, keep in mind that it's been presented for approval before, and this was in 2010 and 2013, and the FDA rejected it due to the risky side effects of the drug.
Right. Now let's put this all together. So they rejected it twice, right? But now they approved it, right?
Yes.
And on the heels of them approving it, guess what happened?
It gets sold.
Yeah. The company that created it just sold it for $1 billion, literally days after its approval.
On the heels of being approved by the FDA.
Yeah. No, none of that looks suspicious at all. No, not to me.
Well, first of all, my first thought was, and this pill, it doesn't work like Viagra. You can't take it a few hours. And
let's
then
talk about why.
Let me just finish what I was saying.
Yeah.
You can't take it a few hours and then have it be effective. You have to take it for months. Like, you can't take it for longer than 8 weeks.
So you got to take it for at least a month before it works, but you can't take it for longer than 8 weeks.
Correct.
So, but now let's talk about what other drug do you know that's very popular today that doesn't have an acute effect? In other words, you take it, but you have to wait for it to build up before it starts to work.
It's a drug?
Yeah, that's just a lot of people are on them right now.
The antidepressants?
Yes. Guess how this drug works.
It works like an antidepressant?
In essence, it works through the same mechanism. So antidepressants tend to be SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. But by the way, they're not selective after all because they're acting on serotonin throughout the whole body. So once again, they were wrong. Just like Nexium, they said, was a proton pump inhibitor that only affected the stomach, but there are proton pumps in the other parts of the body that's affecting, and that's why it's causing heart attacks. When science thinks that they can sequester the activity of a drug just to this one thing, they're always wrong, okay? So selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors should be renamed serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Keep serotonin pooled in the brain, and this is the theory of depression, because it doesn't work. They don't work. This drug has an affinity to the 5-HT receptor, right, which is the serotonin receptor, and it blocks serotonin's actions. So one of the side effects when you take a serotonin uptake inhibitor, an SSRI, reuptake inhibitor, is that your libido goes away. So they found a way to block that receptor. So your libido comes back.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it's a competitor. It's actually the opposite of what a SSRI does.
Okay.
But at the same time, it works on the dopamine receptor by stimulating dopamine. Now, anybody who is from the 70s won't take offense to my statement, but you remember if you ever tried cocaine that it made your libido go through the roof. And because cocaine is the only dopamine reuptake inhibitor. It keeps dopamine from dissipating in the brain. It keeps recycling it. And so the more dopamine you have, the higher your libido. So what this drug is going to do, it's going to block the 5-HT receptor from activity. So serotonin won't work on that, which should in theory lead to depression based on the serotonin theory of depression. And it's going to stimulate dopamine, which should make a woman feel aroused all the time. How dangerous is this drug? That you're messing with people's brains like that to that degree.
Well, under the FDA-imposed safety plan, doctors will only be able to prescribe Addy after completing an online certification process that requires counseling their patients and about the risks. Pharmacists will also need to be certified and will be required to remind patients not to drink alcohol while taking this drug.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you're taking a drug so that you have a libido because you want to go out with on a date with this guy and you want to hook up with him. And you're going to say to him, no, I can't have any champagne. I'm sorry, because I'm taking Addy. Of course they're going to drink with it. This is nonsense. This is the kind of nonsense that makes me want to pull what little hair I have left on my head out. Because the FDA, clearly, they shoot the drug down two times, then they approve it, and then the company is sold the day after for $1 billion. Don't you think somebody at the FDA is going to be promised something? Well, don't worry. When you leave the FDA, you'll come work for us.
Sprout Pharmaceuticals drug is intended to treat women who report emotional stress due to lack of libido. On one side, you have the Sprout Pharmaceuticals arguing that women desperately need FDA-approved medicines to treat sexual problems. And my answer to that is, why do they need medicines? Why can't they treat it through lifestyle?
Because people are lazy. You go to a woman and you say, look, if you lose a few pounds, if you start becoming more active, you exercise a little bit, you're going to start feeling better, your brain's going to feel better, your libido's going to come back, you need to get up, you need to move around. No, I'll just take a pill and I'll take the risks along with it. That's the American way.
And on the flip side, you have safety advocates and pharmaceutical critics warning that Addy is a problem-prone drug
yes.
for a questionable medical condition.
Well, not only that, but think about this. The pharmaceutical industry right now is playing a very dangerous game. They're saying that serotonin is the reason for depression, so a serotonin reuptake inhibitor is going to cure depression. This drug is going to blunt the effects of serotonin, so in theory, it should make women depressed. If the serotonin theory of depression is real.
Okay, so the company trials showed that women who take this drug reported one extra sexually satisfying event per month.
One. That doesn't sound like a drug that's working.
It doesn't sound like it to me.
I mean, I can think of a lot of things. Chocolate, champagne,
just losing
money, a new Prada bag. All those things will get your sex drive going real fast.
Just the, like you said a few minutes ago, just the losing weight and exercising, you know, that's going to help their mental capacity.
Yeah.
Feel so much better about themselves.
You feel good. You feel like having sex. That's the bottom line.
You feel
line.
Better about your body.
Yeah, it's just crazy. This is crazy. And we do have one more story to talk about on the FDA. I mean, I know it seems like jump on FDA day. We haven't done this in a long time, but there's just a rash of stuff coming out of FDA approvals right now that are just boggling the mind.
So we have one more to talk about.
And then we'll get off the FDA, I promise. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Don't forget, listen to the commercials. You may hear the secret word, and then you might be the winner of $200 worth of Quest nutrition products. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I like this song whenever it comes around. I just want to play it for a second. This is Metallica and Punjabi. Bollywood! Yeah! Rocking out in Bollywood here today. Welcome back. Okay, so we have to jump on the FDA one more time.
Seems like this has been the theme of the show, which was not purposeful.
No. But yeah, how can you ignore this stuff?
Okay, so this week the FDA approved OxyContin for children ages 11 to 16. And I posted a copy of an article on Facebook, and it drew a lot of criticism from men.
Yeah.
It was all men.
Well, specific
first of all.
Men. Not all men, because Stephen Lay came out and said he agreed with you, but then he
Then he recanted because he was agreeing with Patrick Arnold.
Yeah, so Patrick Arnold and Anthony Roberts, and Anthony's a good friend. He really is. He's a friend of the show. And
but he was being highly ridiculous.
They were being, what's the word I'm looking for? sarcastic.
Sarcastic.
Yeah, they were being sarcastic. So you posted this, and basically the
I said, I can't believe that the FDA has approved OxyContin. Now, first of all, in Kentucky, specifically in eastern Kentucky, there were pill mills that people were going to. They were driving all the way from Florida to these Kentucky, eastern Kentucky pill mills. They were getting OxyContin. They were selling it on the street. Kentucky has been riddled with problems
because of that.
Because of OxyContin addiction. Right. I mean, you see these pictures. I've seen people on the streets that have their lives are ruined. They look like they're 75 years old when they're 45 years old.
Right.
And they're so addicted. This drug is highly addictive.
Yeah,
first
it's actually more addictive than heroin. And so think about this for a second. And to your point, they closed all the pill mills down here in Kentucky. Now everybody's addicted to heroin.
Right. And I made that point on this Facebook post. They've closed all of the pill mills down finally. And now Kentucky has the highest addiction rate of one of the highest addiction rates of heroin.
Right, as a result
A result of not being able to get OxyContin any longer.
Right.
Okay,
I want to just come back to the snide comments. All the snide comments were basically saying you would deny a child the pain-killing benefits of OxyContin, and that's not what you were talking about.
No, that's not. Okay, so on the Hospice Foundation website, it talks about this drug. When a person is on an opiate medication regularly for more than one week, his system becomes physically dependent on the medicine.
Right.
And that's right on the Hospice Foundation website. So it only takes a week.
Right. For you to become addicted to OxyContin.
That is because the body becomes accustomed to having a certain level of the medicine in the bloodstream, the nervous system, and the brain.
Right.
They're addicted at this point.
Right. Now the standard for prescriptions in children requires that they must already be at what dose of oxycodone?
20 milligrams of oxycodone.
Okay, so the FDA has said, look, if this kid is already at 20 milligrams of oxycodone because they have serious pain associated with cancer or something like that, then OxyContin is acceptable to be prescribed. And I don't think you have a problem with that.
No, I never said that.
But let's also talk about another phenomenon that's well understood in the United States, and that is abuse and misprescribing.
Well,
we know that doctors prescribe SSRIs to children who are unruly and don't behave when really they just need discipline. So we can't believe that with this particular drug, doctors are really going to toe the line. There's no bad doctors out there. There's no stupid doctors out there. Nobody's going to prescribe OxyContin to an 11-year-old unnecessarily. You think?
I mean, those were doctors that were running those pill mills down there in eastern Kentucky.
That's my point. And you know what else is going to happen? So here's what's going to happen. So those people in eastern Kentucky who have children are going to tell their kids, I want you to go in there and tell the doctor that you're in pain. And they're going to pressure, because those doctors made a lot of money selling OxyContin. Okay. They used to fill the prescriptions right in their offices. That's what the problem was. That's why they called them pill mills. They didn't write prescriptions and then they would go to Walgreens to get it. They were filling the prescriptions right there in the offices. So these kids are going to go in and say, I have pain, doc. I have pain. Where's it hurt? All over. Oh. And they're going to write up a prescription for OxyContin.
For the kids, and they're going to give it to their parents.
The parent is going to take it. Of course. No, this is, you know what? This is a disaster waiting to happen. Now you're going to have children who are going to be addicted to OxyContin at 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Well, and I asked you during the break, they've done without this OxyContin for so long. Why do they need it now? What do they give them now? Morphine?
Probably morphine and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know. I guess oxycodone.
Oxycodone?
Yeah. I don't know.
So there was an ad on television the other day, and it was for a constipation drug.
Because, yeah, I've seen that drug.
Because opioids cause constipation.
Right.
So now they're having to come out with another drug because this is so widely prescribed now.
That they have to take something so they can
go poop. To take something for their constipation.
Yeah. And that's part of, that's the polypharmacy standard. They do it to elderly people too. They give them a drug for blood pressure. Well, the drug for blood pressure does this. So then they give them a drug for that. Then the drug for that does this. Then they give them a drug for that. Before you know it, you're taking 11 drugs because of the first drug that you were taking.
And my stepfather, I've said before, he's on 17 different drugs.
Yeah. So this is the polypharmacy.
But yeah,
method.
He won't take omega-3s.
Yeah. Right. When you asked him that and you said, would you take it? And he said, probably not.
Yeah. I mean, that just blows my mind.
Yeah. What are you going to do? But the bottom line is, in a country where we won't, fully legalize marijuana, which is known as a pain killer. It's a great pain. CBD oil is a great pain killer.
Now, see, Carmela Cierzo came out on that post and said, what about, or she said, CBD oil on that post.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if CBD oil will work for some of these children. And keep in mind, for anybody who's ever taken painkillers, when you try to come off of them, you get pain. So they actually, so let's say if you had two twins, they both broke a leg, and one started taking painkillers to deal with the pain, and the other one didn't. And let's say the limb heals itself in 4 months in both of them. And the one who didn't take painkillers, the pain is completely gone. The one who did, when they come off the painkillers, the pain comes back. And then they have to wait until the body's nervous system compensates back to where it belongs to suppress the pain itself. So it actually, when you get off of painkillers, it actually causes a boomerang effect and a resurgence of pain. So then you go, oh, I can't take the pain, and you got to take a painkiller. That's, they're talking about being physically addictive.
When I was 15, I had my wisdom teeth taken out, and the doctor prescribed oxycodone.
Yeah.
And it made me sick. I couldn't take it. My body rejected it.
Right. Yeah, like you started vomiting
Vomited.
Yeah, that's what people usually talk about, that they'll vomit from it and stuff.
Yeah.
What else you want to talk about? Oh, you want to take a break now?
That's fine.
Okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll take a break now. And when we come back, we've got more good stories. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. Don't forget, keep listening to the commercial breaks for The Secret Word. You could be the winner of $200 worth of Quest Nutrition products. Stay tuned.
To take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800 800- 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I have to cough. Hold on a second.
Okay. So while he's coughing,
I'm done. Okay.
We're going to talk about cow farts.
I like cow farts.
Have you ever been around cows when they were farting?
No, I've seen them poop, and I have picked mushrooms off of cow poop.
The moon pie. So we were watching something, and they were talking about mushrooms, and then you were telling me about the mushrooms that grow on the cow's poop. I don't think I've ever seen it. I definitely haven't taken it, but I guess those are the kind of mushrooms that make you hallucinate.
Yeah. Psilocybin.
Psilocybin. Psilocybin. Okay. So anyway, there's a lot of talk about, the methane and the cow farts. Actually, though, they're saying that it's not really farts, that it's the cow burp. The cows are burping the methane.
I don't know if I believe that. I really don't.
Maybe we should ask my stepfather, because he had cows. He used to have 250 cows, I think.
Yeah, he'd know.
He'd beef cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would know.
In fact, he doesn't even call them cow. He calls them beef.
Calls them beef.
Like, one time I was asking him about something. He goes, well, first you get you a beef. I said, a beef? He goes, yeah, cow.
Well, okay, so and this is, they're saying that the main cause is because of the fiber from the grasses that these cows
see,
are
and
eating.
I don't buy this either.
But a lot of the cows aren't eating grasses
That's
any
it.
Longer.
This is my point. I was told a long time ago, and we could even ask Susan when we see her tomorrow. But
our farmer is Susan.
When cows eat corn and grain, they develop two things. The kind of E. coli that makes everybody sick, and they develop inflammation in the stomach that causes a lot of gas, and that's where the cow farts come from. Not from the grass. It's from the corn and the grain and the soy. That's what I understand it to be. So we'll find out, and we'll talk about it next week, too.
Dairy cows alone produce 200 liters of methane every day. And aren't the climate scientists saying that methane is a large problem for climate change?
Yeah, but they're ignoring the 200, you know, 1,000 pounds of herbicides and insecticides that also deplete the ozone. They don't talk about that. They talk about cow farts instead.
I know. Why do they focus on that?
Because Monsanto owns a lot of those patents on those chemicals. That's why. Sorry, I'm chewing gum.
Is that helping you?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So anyway, they've come up with a solution. A team from Penn State has come up with a solution to prevent cows from burping, farting, whatever it is that they do. And the system is a supplement. It's a methane inhibitor called 3-nitrooxypropanol, or 3-NOP, to their food. They add this to the cow's food. This particular supplement doesn't try to stop the microorganism from doing its work or try to suppress the cow's need to burp or fart.
So where does the gas go?
Instead, it stops the very last step in the microorganism's eating process, stopping them from producing methane.
Okay, so think about this for a second. They're talking about giving the cow a drug or an agent that disrupts the normal activity of the gut microbes. The gut microbes are digesting something, and their waste product is methane. So they're stopping that from happening.
Okay, so to finish this, the team found that not only did the use of the supplement reduce emissions by 30%, methane emissions.
Right, right.
It also caused the cows to gain weight to the tune of 80%. I'm sorry, you made me laugh. To the tune of 80% more than the control group.
Think about that. You know what they discovered, right? The gut microbe that makes people fat. Think about it. If they can disrupt the microbiome in cows and as a result make people fat, I mean make the cows fatter, then we need to understand that pathway because those microbes may be disrupted in some people and maybe making them fatter. I wonder if they're bacteria deets or what were the other ones? The Firmicutes. I would love to see the science on this.
Says there's a long way from getting approval for its use.
Oh, no, it's not. If you pay the FDA enough money, they'll have it approved next week. You could even give it to women for libido as well if you want.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What's next?
I just wanted to mention that I guess two female graduates, first female graduates of Ranger School. They
Pretty
had two
cool.
of them graduate.
Yeah, it's really amazing. They passed. And in fact, I heard an interview yesterday. Where, on like a hike or a run, whatever you call it, like active duty that they were this thing that they were doing, then you know they have all the gear on the backpacks, the guns, and everything. And this other guy, who was in the group, was succumbing to heat exhaustion, and he said, "Can anybody help me with my pack until I can kind of recover?" And nobody offered to help him. And the one woman said, I'll help it. So she strapped his pack and her pack to his back, her back. And she went like another 8 miles with it.
You're kidding me.
No. And he said, at that moment in time, I realized that there are women who deserve to be Rangers. I thought it was very inspiring.
That is inspiring.
I know. So, you know, these women are really, these women did not get the nod. They didn't get a pass. There were 19 women that started out. Only two actually finished.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That is cool. So I just wanted to mention that because...
Well, let's talk a little bit more about it for a second. So some of the problems with deploying these women have nothing to do with their ability to do the job like a man, you know, active combat and all that sort of... It has more to do with hygiene. Women tend to become, if you know, like a woman has to, when she has to go pee-pee, you know, it's a little... more complicated than a man just kind of whipping it out and going pee-pee. And so women tend to develop infections and stuff like that faster.
Mm-hmm.
So the military right now is working on what's called provisioning for women. They're going to have like special devices. So if a woman is in the back of a tank, she can't get out to go pee-pee. A guy can pee in a bottle, a woman can't. So they're going to have like these little devices that they put over their private parts that'll help direct the urine, and they're going to have like on-the-go hygiene things that women can take care of themselves. That's what it really comes down to for women. And you're talking about giving them pills like birth control pills. So if they're going to be deployed for like 4 or 5 months, where they just don't get a period for 4 or 5 months.
That's not healthy.
You're a military. You're going to get shot. You think they? I mean, taking a bullet in the head isn't healthy either. You know.
No, that's true.
I mean, women, they can't afford in that kind of environment to have a period right now. Mm-hmm. Now I can do it in 6 months when I'm home, but not, right now I can't. So these are really the things that the military is grappling with right now, because they want to start deploying these women. These women are really good soldiers.
The Ranger training fails most who entered. I guess between the years of 2010 and 2014, 58% of the candidates washed out.
Do you know who was an Army Ranger?
Who?
Jeff Rui.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
That's a friend of ours.
Yeah. People, he's very unassuming, really great guy. He was an Army Ranger.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to talk about another drug?
Yeah, sure. And then we take a break.
Okay. So modafinil,
mm-hmm.
they're calling this the smart drug.
Right.
And you say you know something about it?
Well, Prime Nutrition, Blackstone Labs makes a product called Razor's Edge. It has adrafinil in it, and adrafinil converts to modafinil in the liver. Modafinil is given to people who have sleep, what do they call that when you fall?
Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy. They just fall asleep. But it's become very, very popular amongst commercial pilots who have to fly long trips, you know, frequent trips, international flights. They'll take some of it because it doesn't stimulate you. It does not stimulate. It's not like caffeine. You don't have any stimulated feeling at all. You just have amazing focus, you know, razor focus and the ability to concentrate for long periods of time.
Well, they're saying that it's increasingly being taken by people, like you said, to improve your focus. The students are taking it before exams. And I guess researchers at Harvard and Oxford universities performed a comprehensive review of the drug, and they concluded that the drug, which is prescribed for narcolepsy, like you said, it's being taken without prescription by healthy people, and it's improving their decision-making, problem-solving, and even making people think more creatively.
In fact, I'm caffeine-free. I'm proud to say it. I am caffeine-free now. I had a short relapse that Elisa knows about for 2 days, but then I had to come right back. That was last month. I didn't sleep good last night. I actually almost thought about taking some Razor's Edge today before the show, just to kind of sharpen me up a little bit. So it really does work.
There's limited information available on the effects of long-term use. The reviewer said that the drug appeared safe to take in the short term with few side effects and no addictive qualities. But I would say to you that, I don't think I'd want to take it because it's a drug.
You're sharp enough. You don't need it. You're sharp enough. Now, the problem with the adrafinil is that it is tough on the liver in the conversion process to modafinil. So if you really do need this stuff, you just need to get a doctor to write you a prescription for modafinil. And there's 1,000 reasons they can write you that prescription.
Yeah, but why would you take that?
Well, if in fact you're the kind of person who is a shift worker or you have to be alert because your job would put other people at risk.
But if it's not good for your liver.
No, adrafinil's not. Modafinil is. Adrafinil converts to modafinil in the liver, so it puts some stress on the liver.
Okay.
So if you do need to use this stuff with regularity, you need to get a prescription for modafinil. Adrafinil is an over-the-counter supplement. You don't need a prescription for it.
Gotcha.
Good. Okay. One quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Wouldn't be Casual Friday if we didn't talk about vaccines.
I guess we're getting ready to.
We're actually going to have two people come on and debate their positions within the next month. I got a young lady who's a scientist that's been writing some really good articles about
the dangers of vaccines. And I got a fella named Richard Lloyd over in the UK or New Zealand who's going to come on and talk about the benefits of vaccines.
And what makes him an authority?
I think he's an immunologist, I think. I think.
You don't know that for sure, though.
We're working on it. But anyway, so this comes from the Washington Post. Would you say that's a credible newspaper?
Are any newspapers credible?
Well, but you know my point. Most people, when you talk about vaccines, they're like, oh, that's from Natural News. That guy's a bum. Or that's from,
right.
You know, go snoke right. That story. You know,
right.
So this is the Washington Post. Imperfect vaccines could make viruses more dangerous, at least in chickens. Vaccines widely used on humans today, especially those used to protect children against things like measles, mumps, and other potentially deadly ailments, are what we call perfect vaccines. But new research suggests that imperfect or leaky vaccines, ones that don't make the host totally immune to the disease and incapable of spreading it to others, might have a surprising downside. Now, let's just examine that for a second. Would you say a vaccine that you get the vaccine and then you develop whatever it is that you got the vaccine for in days or weeks later, would you say that that is a perfect or imperfect vaccine?
Imperfect.
Okay. Just remember that as we talk about this now.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of that going on. Let's also remember my visit to the American Red Cross and donating blood, where they asked me if I had been in contact with somebody who had gotten a whooping cough vaccine in the past 2 weeks. And the reason for that is if I came in contact with someone who got the whooping cough vaccine, I may be contaminated with the whooping cough from the person who got the vaccine. Which means that the vaccine apparently can cause the host to then transfer this to someone else. Okay, so keep those two things in mind here. For now, this so-called leakiness only exists in vaccines used to treat farm animals because that's all they've checked for, let's be honest. Because, you know, they haven't. But humankind could be at risk as well. In a study published Monday in PLOS Biology, research led by Andrew Reed and Evan Pugh, professor of biology and entomology, and elderly professor professor in biotechnology at Penn State, blah, 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 discovered that when they gave these chicks the vaccine, the leaky vaccine, they not only made the unvaccinated chick sick, but the virus had mutated into a stronger form of the virus. Now, we know about this. We only have to look at the weeds. Look at broadweed, right? While Roundup killed weeds, it didn't kill some of them as well. The ones it didn't kill well, they became stronger and more robust till it couldn't kill them at all.
And why is this not of concern to anyone?
Because you have people out there saying, well, if you look at the credible science, there's nothing to worry about. The credible science says everything is fine. They're saying that this isn't credible science if they're arguing against this. So the bottom line of this discussion is that, A, getting a vaccine with an attenuated virus puts the other people around you at risk of getting the virus. B, this attenuated virus that doesn't truly boost the immune system completely gives rise to a stronger viral mutation that you then hand off to somebody else. So it could be said that it is vaccines that are propelling the evolutionary growth and changes necessary for viruses to keep getting stronger. Think about that. It could be happening right in our own bodies. I mean, this is my point about vaccines. We don't know for sure the things that we're talking about, like we act like we know for sure.
The guy said, this guy Reed that you're talking about said, to me, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't use imperfect vaccines. That just means we need to be aware of how to avoid transmissions.
Yeah. So in other words, when you get vaccinated, you probably should stay home for a week or two so that you don't potentially contaminate someone else.
The answer is higher vaccination rates whenever possible, Reed explained, not the abandonment of vaccines.
Yeah. Well, that's his opinion. That's his opinion. You know, that's just an opinion. Remember, this is opinion. It's not science. Science, obviously, science is evolving. Science changes. What we think works today, we find out next week it didn't work, and in fact, it killed people. So that's just his opinion. That's all it is. I do not trust science implicitly any longer. I don't. I apply critical thinking skills to try to work out in my mind what makes sense and what doesn't. And you know what? I know I'm going to be wrong, but I'd rather be wrong on my decision instead of some scientist's decision who is influenced by parties who have an interest in selling something.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm sure I'm going to be wrong. Science doesn't mean anything to me anymore to this degree. Not to the degree it used to. Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about pesticides now a little bit.
Okay.
So I have an article, Pesticides Get Pest-Eating Spiders Dangerously Drunk.
And I like pest-eating spiders. I actually like spiders. Elisa gets mad at me because
well,
I want the spiders
there are
to
spider,
stay.
There are spider webs all over the house, so I have to go through the house constantly vacuuming spider webs because Carl won't let me kill them.
Well, but here's what. So those spider webs are the reason that we don't have mosquitoes biting us in the middle of the night and we don't have the number of bugs that other people have in
now,
their
granted,
house.
Granted, I don't want the house to be sprayed.
No.
But I also don't want spiders crawling around.
So we have two separate bathrooms. For any of you who have relationships with the opposite sex and you live with them, men should always have a separate bathroom. You should not share your bathroom with your loved one because those are things that you have to just kind of draw the line on privacy. There's a spider living in my bathroom right now that I know of.
No, there's not.
I vacuumed
him up yesterday.
You did not.
I did so.
By my scale?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
It was a beautiful day yesterday, and I wanted to air out because, you know, we've had the air conditioner on all summer because it's been so hot. Well, it was cool enough yesterday to have the windows open. So I opened all the windows, and I vacuumed all the windowsills, you know, to get the dust and the debris off. And I saw that little spider web down there, so I vacuumed it up as well.
But was he in it or just the
No, he was there.
Oh, you vacuumed him too?
You should see Carl's face. He looks so distraught.
Because spiders are good. Spiders keep all the other bugs out of your house.
Well, I'm sorry.
If more people had spiders, they wouldn't have to hire pest companies to come in and spray their homes.
Okay, so back to the story.
Okay, go ahead. I have to go mourn my friend, my spider now.
It's well known that pesticides can disrupt the environment, but when a pesticide dose is non-lethal, it's often assumed that that means it has no effect. Well, that's not the case. The pesticide researchers tested this pesticide. It's Fosmet, Phosmet.
Okay.
And when I looked up the Wikipedia, Fosmet is on the U.S. emergency planning list of extremely highly hazardous substances, and it's highly toxic to bees.
Mm.
So, got to get back to that one.
The bottom line is if you get a non-lethal dose, because it's a neurotoxin, it's probably like booze, right? Booze is a neurotoxin. If you take a low enough dose, you just get a buzz.
Right.
Isn't that funny how both booze and buzz end in zzz?
It's considered non-lethal to the bronze jumping spider. It's known as a spider as beneficial creature to agriculture, feeding on pests. Like you just said, it eats mm-hmm. other bugs. So it makes it have a drunk-like effect on the spider.
So this is alcohol to them. It's a neurotoxin. When taken in small doses, gives them a buzz. Maybe they like it. Who knows? I wonder if they actually see it coming and they're like, oh, let's go get high. Let's stand underneath the spray tonight.
It's what it says. It's not effective, not dissimilar from recreational drugs or alcohol on humans.
Yeah, see? I knew that. All right, let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Break down, baby.
Here it comes. Wait for it. Welcome back. We're going to see Straight Outta Compton this weekend, right, Elisa?
Are we?
Elisa is not a fan of rap music. Everything, everybody.
No, I love music, but rap is not my favorite.
But I love rap music. I really do. I hate to say it. It's the truth. I know a lot of people probably think, oh, how can you like that music? But it's what I grew up with. All right. So anyway, this is really a good story. Really, really good story. It's about cigarette smoking.
So I guess smoking in cars with children under the age of 18 is going to be illegal in England and Wales.
And so, I mean, we've all had this
experience.
Starting
October 1st, 2015.
You're driving down the road. You see a child in the back seat of a car. You see the mom or dad in the front seat. They got the window cracked about this far, like an inch and a half.
so they can stick the cigarette out there and get rid of the ash.
My mom used to smoke in the car.
My mom did too. And they smoke, and the kid is breathing that cigarette smoke all the whole time. They're just with every breath, they're just taking a big puff on that cigarette. And I want to pull people over and shake their heads when I see them doing that.
Exposures to toxins and cigarette smoke is linked to diseases such as bronchitis, pneumonia, meningitis, and cancer. And what they don't list on here is a new study, and the author is coming on Wednesday to talk about how children exposed to secondhand smoke, it increases their risk for metabolic disorders.
Right, right, dramatically. Like, if you really love your kids, look, if you want to smoke, you're addicted, you can't help it, more power to you. Do your thing. You're an adult. You made your own choices. But don't smoke in your car. Don't smoke in your car with your kids in the back seat. Don't crack the window open and think, well, they're not getting it, because they are. Like, you know, if you're that addicted, you know, be late to your appointment. Pull over, smoke a cigarette while you're sitting by the curb, and then get back in the car with the kid.
Well, and evidently, it's this type of law has been in place in the province of Ontario in Canada for a few years, and then in Australia, it was put into effect January 1, 2010.
So some dip named Ed commented on this article, which is actually on the Snopes website.
It's true.
He said, "What's next? The UK is going to prohibit looking crossly at one another, with appropriate penalties, including incarceration for repeat offenders." This guy's obviously a smoker, right? I mean, so he thinks that this is excessive for the UK to say, look, it's a law, you can't smoke in your car with your kid in the back seat. He thinks this is excessive. This guy's a jerk. I mean, first of all, if people aren't smart enough not to smoke in a closed environment like a car with their kids in the back seat, then I guess you do need laws, because there's some stupid people out there.
So during the break, I asked Carl, I said, did the FDA ever approve tobacco?
And I said, I don't think they have to approve it, because it wasn't a drug. When they came on the scene, tobacco was already here. They kind of grandfathered. We do have the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, but their job is to monitor and suppress any criminal activity in those areas, because the government gets taxes from that.
Well, this article is from June 25th, 2013. I guess Congress gave the FDA
complete oversight
of the final say over which new tobacco products can be marketed and sold to consumers.
Now, you would think, because the FDA's job is to protect people, and they know that 500,000 people a year die in the United States from tobacco use, that they would say, look, we're not introducing any new tobacco products. We got this rammed down our throat. It was grandfathered, and we're not doing anything new. In fact, we want to thin the herd. We want to cut back on tobacco because it's killing American people. That would be the normal approach of an organization whose job was and whose desire was to do the right thing by the American people.
It was called the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act.
Yeah, they're preventing smoking, the FDA.
It gave the FDA broad authority to regulate everything from cigarettes to smokeless tobacco. So this article from June 25th, 2013 is when the FDA gave its approval to two types of non-menthol cigarettes made by Lorillard, after determining that the cigarettes, while slightly different than previous products, wouldn't pose new public health worries.
You know, no, the FDA's got to be criminally crazy. This tobacco is killing 500,000 people a year. Why are you introducing anything that's similar? Oh, well, it's similar. It's not going to kill more people. It's going to just kill the same number of people.
FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg, told reporters that the announcement represents an important step toward the FDA's goal of reducing preventable disease and death caused by tobacco.
Oh, my God.
Two new ones.
Yeah, we're reducing preventable disease. That's what we're doing here at the FDA. We're reducing preventable disease. If you want them to reduce preventable disease, then require people who currently smoke to have to get their cigarettes through some sort of controlled channel, and make over-the-counter sales of cigarettes obsolete so that new smokers can't smoke. And in 50 years, 60 years, you won't have any new smokers anymore. Everybody will be, because everybody who was smoking will be dead, and we won't have new smokers. If the FDA really cared, that is what the position, they would be going up to Congress and saying, look, we don't want to inhibit people who already smoke from smoking. We're not going to make it hard on them. We want them to have a special program where they kind of get like a prescription. They go to a dispensary. They get their cigarettes. Prices will all be the same, maybe even cheaper. But we don't want cigarettes available over the counter any longer, like chewing gum and soda pop. We don't want kids to be able to walk in when they turn 18 and say, I want a pack of cigarettes. We don't want that anymore because we're losing too many people to tobacco. That is what an organization that really is looking to reduce the avoidable disease and death from tobacco would do. Anything short of that, they're not doing it. They're not doing their job. That's it.
I was just, I've seen so much controversy about the e-cigarettes. I wanted to see if the FDA had approved e-cigarettes.
Oh, I bet they did, huh?
Only e-cigarettes that are marketed for therapeutic purposes are currently regulated by the FDA.
So the recreational ones you can get any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good old FDA. Last thing I want to talk about is the article that you found about the nation's first school district that is serving 100% organic and non-GMO meals.
Yeah, Gordon Waddell put that on my Facebook page. Thanks, Gordon. The Sausalito Marin City School District, when they open their doors this August, they will be the first school district that's 100% organic and non-GMO in the country, the only school district in the country.
The Bayside Martin Luther King Academy has what they call Conscious Kitchen. And these children will be fed not the diets suggested by the First Lady, but instead diets that are devoid of genetically modified foods, pesticide-laden vegetables, and they're also the kids are actually going to be involved in the food selection and preparation process, you said, right?
So part of their Conscious Kitchen, well, a couple years ago in 2013, they launched what's called Turning Green, and they were eating, you know, healthier foods, and they started planting foods. And so what they do is they get the kids involved in the whole entire process from the planting to the cooking.
The harvesting,
the cooking. And then also, you know, why that food is good for you to eat, the nutritional values of the food too. So they follow it from seed to plant to harvest to kitchen to plate.
Now think about what they're doing. Even if their message isn't on the mark, let's say their message of what's healthy isn't exactly dialed in properly. What they are doing is they're teaching these children to A, pay attention to these things, B, understand what they mean. So when these kids get a little older, if they start thinking, you know, I don't think bread is really good for me, they're going to start thinking about alternatives to bread and why it may not be good for you. I mean, they're actually, instead of nutrition has been, nutrition hasn't been understood by people today. Your mother put something on a plate, she put it in front of you, ate it. You didn't question anything about it.
Yeah.
These kids this particular group of children at this school are going to understand that there's more to eating than just cleaning your plate. It's fantastic.
Speaking of plates, in one of the photos on their website, it showed the children eating with stainless steel instead of paper plates like most schools serve. They had stainless steel, which means that's part of their Turning Green. They wash those stainless steel.
Yeah, they're not throwing it in the trash.
And they use stainless steel utensils as well.
And I want to point something else out. Everybody's always talking about how, well, you know, the problem with the children understanding this sort of stuff is the economics. The problem with the obesity with children, it's economics. This is a public school, okay? This is a public school in a socioeconomically challenged area of Sausalito. So this isn't some wealthy private school where you're like, oh, well, yeah, they're paying $50,000 a year for tuition. Sure, they could. This is a public school that has made it important to them. and as a result found a way to get it done, just the way if they wanted the choir to go to Washington, D.C. to sing at the White House, they would get that done. They knew that this was important. They're getting it done.
And you can see pictures of the kids that are in the school. It looks very racially diverse.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, this is, I applaud them. This is fantastic stuff. And I hope that other schools get it, but I don't think they will. I don't think they will.
Good for them. I hope, I told Carl earlier, I hope that this becomes a model for other schools.
I don't think it will. Sadly, I don't think that the average person, making the decisions about food in schools probably doesn't understand the ramifications of their own food decisions on their own health.
I just want to mention one more study.
Please.
Real quick. There was a study this week about how clean is your spinach. And it says that the triple washed or the pre-washed bags of baby spinach are not that clean. It's because of the topography of the leaves and on the different cracks
and
crannies.
The nooks and crannies, yeah.
Yeah, that the bacteria can just gets, it stays there. So when you get that bag spinach, if you use bag spinach, make sure and wash it yourself.
What I do, so here's the, maybe some of you do this too. I'm not assuming you don't, but here's what I do when we do buy a bag of spinach. I cut the corner off of one of the bottom corners, the little pointy corner. And then I open the bag up and I fill it up with water and I let the faucet run. So the water fills it up, but it runs out of that little hole at the bottom. And I just flush the water through it for a good 7-8 minutes to get, I mean, the water is literally in a bath. I mean, the spinach ends up being in a moving bath of water, like a stream.
It says here that nearly 15% of the leaf surface may reach concentrations as low as 1,000 times that. So 15% of that surface of that leaf is not getting exposed to the
right.
disinfectant, which I was a little dismayed to see that they used that bleach disinfectant on spinach.
On organic, too, you think?
It
I don't think they can use it on organic.
It doesn't say.
Yeah, I don't think that's organic. But nevertheless, you know, washing your spinach no matter what is important. Anything else, Elisa?
No.
Oh, just in time. I'm getting a phone call. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's the sales manager. I will take his call in just a minute. But anyway, thank you for listening to Casual Friday. Thank you for listening to all the shows. Don't forget to keep listening to the commercial break so that you can get the secret word and maybe you could be the winner of $200 worth of Quest product.
Are we going to change the secret word next week?
Yes, every week I'm changing it. Yes, because I don't want people to just start emailing each other and going, hey, you know what the secret word is? All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Everyone knows the